to get set. Cromer gets ready for her second of two. On the way, count it. So Sam Point up 2-0 right now. We played just our first minute in this game, so a long way to go. Nice drive there and a basket from Adams. Gracelyn Adams picking up 2 points. Noatek putting on the good pressure in the backcourt right away. I like that. Sam Point able to survive that. Now they'll reset their offense, taking a look around. Ooh, nice pass inside there as the pace suddenly picked up a couple of notches here. Now Noatek with the ball as they bring it up. Gracelyn Adams with it. She'll take it down the left side, lay that up off the glass. Shot no good. Knocks it back out where the ball is going to be collected by Walton. Three on the way, no good. That one collected by Keisha Walton. Three Waltons out on the floor, so we'll try to keep them straight for you here. That's the other Walton. Shot up, no good there. Keisha gets the rebound, shot no good there. And back comes Sam Point with it hanging. Well, it's tied up at 2-2. And a foul going to be called there. That'll go against Taylor Adams. That'll be her first foul. Second team foul on Noatek.
Foul number 13, Taylor Adams. Her first, team second.
5:47 left to go here in the first period. Three on the way, no good there. Rebound going to Darlene Walton. Gets it taken away. Sam Point, a whistle. There was a pause there, but I think that came from the other court. That one gets thrown away, so Noatek going to inbound it here, and a timeout going to be taken. It'll be a 30-second timeout, so we will keep it right here for you on the NFHS Network. And you know what? That would give us a great opportunity to remind you that this broadcast is the exclusive property of the NFHS Network, and any rebroadcast, retransmission, or reproduction of this broadcast in whole or in part without the express written consent of the NFHS Network is strictly prohibited. This includes any and all forms of media, including but not limited to television, radio, online streaming, and social media platforms. Unauthorized use may result in legal action. Trust me, everybody, we want to keep the lawyers out of it. Do the right thing. All right. Let's get ready to get back to action here as Noatek will have the ball. This game knotted up at 2. 5:20 left to go here in the first quarter.
This lady right here, she's a basketball fan. Emma, oh man, she's going to participate in the Elders game.
Noatek trying to work that inside against Shishmaraff here. Jump ball going to be called possession arrow in favor of Noatek.
Toss, good catch. Oh. Nice catch. Oh, over here.
Here comes Sam Point with it on the breakaway, and oh, losing control of it just as she was getting to the basket. Charlotte Marcus just lost her grip on that. And back come the Lynx with the ball. Lynx doing a good job working it around themselves this time around. Getting it down in there deep, and 2 points coming from Keisha Walton. That's her first 2 points of the game. Back comes Sam Point with it. That's Smith with the ball. Kicks it outside to Marcus. Now a three-pointer on the way. That's too hard, and rebound goes to the Lynx. Now here comes Gracelyn Adams with it. She'll take it towards the corner. Picks up her dribble, now needs some help. Going to go down there to Darlene Walton. Her shot no good. And Sandpoint back on the attack. Oh, getting it way down there. And a block happening there from the Lynx. That was Walton on the block. Out there, and that'll be a media timeout, so we'll take it along with them. You're listening to live coverage and watching live coverage of the 2026 ASAA First National Bank Alaska State Championships here on the NFHS Network.
OPA athletic trainer Lynn Young was a multi-sport.
We're going to take a minute and say thanks to our sponsors here on KSDP.
KAEB is sponsored by Sandpoint Fuel and Freight. Offering stove oil for residential and business. More information is available at 907-383-2026 or call Paul Gunderson at 907-386-6162. Sandpoint Fuel and Freight, a proud sponsor of KAEB.
Want to take a quick minute to say thank you to everyone out there listening, tuning into KSCP, and bringing us the opportunities that we have to cover basketball, local meetings, local news, local events, everything that we get to do here. Thank you so much for making this a reality. We're going to go back to more basketball here on KSDP.
The ASAA First National Bank Alaska State Championships. We want to do say thank you to First National Bank Alaska. They've proudly sponsored high school sports events for over 35 years. Thank you very much, First National Bank Alaska. Also, we want to say thank you to GCI. GCI proudly supports Alaska high school athletes through its partnership with the Alaska School Activities Association. Thank you, GCI, for everything you do to help make these events possible. All right, ball inbounded. Lynx with it as they bring it across half court, as you see on your screen there. It's Gracelyn Adams who had the ball. Now she gets it back. Thought about that three for a second. Now goes down inside with it to Taylor Adams. Her shot no good. Frederica Walton on the rebound. Foul on the floor. So see who they assign this one to.
Foul on number 22, Charlotte Marcus. Her first, team's first.
Marcus picking up that one. Her first foul. Charlotte Marcus, that is. All right, players in motion. Well, player in motion. It was Darlene Walton. Shot missed there. And Sandpoint will come back with it now. Booth for Sandpoint has checked into the game. Shot on the way. No good. So Marines, yeah, she's still out there. I thought she had gone out. All right. Lynx setting it up again here. Down by a bucket right now. Working their way in. The Lynx are up by a bucket. Got a foul there, so the Lynx are going to inbound this one.
Marcus
picks up her second foul there.
Subbing into the game, number 11, Gloria Booth.
Shot up there, no good. Taken out of the air there by number 11. That was Cromer. And a foul there. That's going to go against Booth. That'll be her first foul.
Booth, her first. Team's third.
Third team foul now on the Lynx. 2:26 left to go here in the first period. Marcus with the ball right now. Three on the way and good for Sandpoint.
3-pointer scored by number 3, Precious Kaminaga.
Kaminaga. Picking up the three there. Frederica Washington, Walton with the ball. Still got it. with the dribbling there. Referee's counting her down in the backcourt, but she loses it. It's picked up by Darlene. Darlene Walton. And taken away by Sandpoint. Here they come with it. This is Cromer off the glass. Too hard, no good. Ball still loose, picked up by the Lynx. Now they're coming back. Uh-oh, got to watch out from behind. Player trying to track her down. That was number 23, Moraine. See if she gets the foul. I think she's going to.
Adams on the line, shooting for two. Foul on number 23, Misty Moraine. Her first,
yep, team's Moraine
third.
Picks up that foul. Over on the Lynx side of thing, Booth checking back out of the game. And Graceland Adams back in. That one gets tied up. That'll be a jump ball.
Jump
possession
ball.
Arrow in favor of Sandpoint. Sandpoint gets themselves set. They'll get it in. Here they come with it. Marcus with the ball. Sandpoint doing a good job passing that ball around, getting the open shot. They're just not completing them. Under 1 minute left to go here in the first period. First quarter. All right, here come the Lynx with it. Clock is rolling. Adams with the ball. Square. Ooh, man, she wanted that three. She should have let that thing go when she had that first chance there. Nice bounce pass back inside to Adams. 35 seconds on the clock. Shot up, no good. Gets her own rebound. Puts it back, and it goes. Adams grabbing two more points.
Bucket
four
good.
Points
That's
now for her.
Adams.
Good passing here by Sandpoint to get it in. Nice move there from Marine.
Misty Marine.
Wow, that was great. And the Lynx with 12 seconds left to go here. Burning a little clock is Graceland Adams. Now she picks up the dribble, needs some help, and ends up, oh, I thought it was thrown away. Goes back to the Lynx. Shot up, no good there. And the clock runs out, and that's the way we'll end the first period. It's 7-6 in favor of Sandpoint. We'll be back after a 60-second break right here on the NFHS Network.
Close game right now. Sandpoint just neck and neck with no attack and very good team. Like, very strong defensively from both these teams. Doing great job out there. We're going to say a quick thank you to some of our sponsors and be back for more basketball here on KSDP.
Programming on KAEB is supported by the Schumigan Corporation. Located in Sandpoint, the Schumigan family of businesses includes property and equity management, the Sandpoint Tavern, the Anchor Inn Motel, and the Anchor Inn Lounge. The Schumigan Corporation, serving its shareholders and the people of Sandpoint, on the web at www.schumigan.com or by telephone at 907-383-3525. The Schumigan Corporation. Hometown Values and Service, a proud sponsor of KAEB.
And not just KAEB, but KSDP as well. We're going to go back for more basketball. Sandpoint up by one.
Action to start here. Sandpoint up 7-6, as you see on the screen. And a foul there. That's going to go against number three. Kaminaga picking up her first foul, according to my unofficial book. Frederica is able to get that in. And here are the Lynx back on the attack. Blocked shot there. Romer with the block. Excuse me, that was Marine with the block. Marcus almost bobbled that one away. Three on the way. That's going to be too hard. Rebound goes to Marine. Her shot no good. Gets her own follow-up and the foul and puts it away. Taylor Adams picks up that foul. That's two on her. Marine at the line trying to complete the three-point play. Shot on the way. Good. Trying to get inside, stops and pops, and good for two. That's her first 2 points of the game.
Bucket made by number 33, Frederica Walton.
Ball goes down court. Woo! Nice save there by Smith. Three on the way, shot, drops in.
By Kaminaga.
Kaminaga, another three. 6 points now for her as the lead opens up to seven. The biggest lead of the game right now for either team. Nice little spin move there. Shot up, no good, and a strong rebound from Marine. And here comes Sandpoint. Going over to the corner. They work it over to Marine. She kicks it back out to Kaminaga. She'll take a three again. Yes!
Deep three scored by Kaminaga.
That's her third three-pointer. And the lead is expanding here now up to eight. Can the Lynx answer back? Turn around for a two. No good there. Taken away by, the Lynx get it back. Wide open underneath, up off the glass, and it's good for two. That's Darlene Walton. So all the Waltons have scored in this game. They each have two. Graceland Adams got four over on the Lynx side of things. And a travel going to be called. A couple of subs coming in now for Noah Tech.
Coming into the game for the Lynx, number two, Linda Sheldon, and 11, Gloria Booth.
Lynx bringing it across the timeline as we start to approach 5 minutes left to go in the half. Adams trying to work her way in there. Giving it out to Graceland Adams. Charge. No, an offensive foul. Adams. That's on Taylor Adams. I think that's three for her. Back comes Sandpoint with the ball, up by six right now. Marcus now has it for Sandpoint. She's going to fire that over there. I think that was a Smith it was. Oh, my God. Kaminaga dropping down another three. Pushing the lead up to nine now. 19-10, the scores you see on your screen. Another offensive foul called. This one
offensive
going against Sheldon.
On Sheldon, her first.
That'll
third.
Be her first foul. Third team foul this quarter.
Darlene Walton subbing into the game.
Booth goes out of the game for the Lynx. Walton grabs that, and back come the Lynx. Darlene Walton out with the ball.
Timeout
They give it to Gracelyn Adams. Frederica Walton, hers shot up off the glass, no good, gets her own rebound. And, man, she just used her height fantastically on that one. Get that rebound and put it away for two. Take away by the Lynx. Gracelyn Adams with it. Gets double team, tries to go inside. Now it's taken away by Sam Point, and they're off to the races. Here's Cromer with it, going to go up and off the glass and good for two.
Fast break score by Cromer.
4 points now for Cromer, and the lead stays at nine. Now here comes Adam and the Lynx. Frederica Walton with it, matching up against Cromer. Cromer doing a good job, keeping her outside. Now here's the shot off the rim, no good there. Kind of caught the downside of the rim as it was going there. This is Marcus with the ball. Three-pointer on the way, no good there. Rebound going to the Lynx. Here they come with it. Gracelyn Adams bringing it up once again. Clock winding down, close to 2:30 left to go here in the quarter. One gets poked away, goes right back to Frederica Walton, gives it inside there to Taylor Adams. I'm going to say that went off her leg and out, so Sandpoint gets it back. 2:27 left to go here in the quarter. Here comes Marcus with it. Ooh, Marcus with a dangerous pass there, but paid off. They give it back to Marcus. Switches direction, now trying to get it back over there as they feed it inside. In and out, maybe there. Marine on the rebound. Naga, I think she got fouled going in, so she's going to go to the line and shoot a couple. Kapanaga has got 12 points all from behind the three-point arc. See what she can do from the free throw line. On the way and good.
Foul on number 30, Keisha Walton, her second team's fourth.
Second free throw is up, no good. But the follow-up and the put-back there by Cromer. Two more for her. That's 6 points on the day for Cromer. Sandpoint starting to pull away a little bit here. Now up by 12. That's their biggest lead. And 2 points goes in there.
Second is good by Frederica Walton.
Frederica Walton, two more for her at six total. And the takeaway, feeding it underneath. Oh, great opportunity there for Gracelyn Adams. Just couldn't finish off the play. And now, Kamenanga for another three. That'll be short. Now here comes Darlene Walton with the ball. 1 minute left to go in the half. Walton with it. Loses control, gets it back, shot up, no good there. Gets knocked right back to her. Can't get the follow-up to go. Cromer now with it. Firing it up the court to Marine. Marine's pass is, or shot's good for two.
Two-pointer good by Marine.
7 points now for Marine in the half. And the lead is back to 12. Ball loose on the ground. Lynx are able to hang on to it with 25 seconds left to go. That one taken away from Darlene Walton. Kamenanga with it, going all the way in. Off the glass, no good there. Cromer with the follow-up and a foul going to be called. That'll send Cromer to the line to shoot two.
Cromer shooting for two.
That one's going to go against 13, Taylor Adams. That might be four on her.
Foul number 13, Taylor Adams, her fourth, team's fifth.
That is her fourth. Free throw on the way, and no good there from Cromer. Sheldon going to come in now.
Number two, Linda Sheldon.
Wow. They took out Frederica Walton instead of taking out Adams. Unbelievable. That's surprising to me. Adams with four fouls. I figure you probably want to sit her down for these final 10 seconds. It's Gracelyn Adams. And the time runs out. Well, my goodness, 27-14 is your score with Sandpoint in the lead. We'll take a quick look at the scoring before we go. Before we do anything, referee is going to go over to the table real quick. Check on something here. See if, are they just grabbing their jackets? Nope, they're grabbing their jackets. All right, scoring-wise over for the Noatech Lynx, here's what I've got unofficially down for them. I've got Frederica Walton with six, Gracelyn Adams with four, Keisha Walton's got two, and Darlene Walton's got two. Add all that together, that'll give you the 14 points that they have here. Over on the Sandpoint side of things, Kamanaga has got 13 points, according to my unofficial tally. 2-4-6-7 for Marine.
First National Bank Alaska has
and 7
for
Chroma. So 13 and 14 makes 27, and that's all the scoring just from those three players. So that is the way we'll go to halftime. And, both teams, they've had their runs being very patient passing that ball around and taking their time. But, over on the Noatech side of things, they've just got to be able to hit some of those second chances and even third chances that they're getting. And if they can start converting on a few of those, they'll get themselves right back into this game. We're going to take an extended break, and then we'll be back. You're watching live coverage of the ASAA First National Bank Alaska State Basketball Championships here on the NFHS Network.
Lady Eagles starting to take off there in the second quarter, doing a great job making this happen. We're going to come back for second quarter action here in just a few minutes as our Lady Eagles are in the lead by 12 right now, 13. They're in the lead by 13. So we'll say thanks to a few sponsors. Get back here for more basketball in just under 10 minutes. KSDP is generously supported by Precision Airways in Sandpoint, Alaska, offering chartered air services throughout the Aleutians East Borough and beyond. For more information on charters and prices, Theo is available at 907-989-4080. Precision Airways is a proud sponsor of KSDP.
Pushing that lead out to 15 points now. And a foul going to get called. That's going to go against
foul on number 32, Darlene Walton. Her first team's place in the quarter.
32, Darlene Walton. That'll be her first foul. That one gets poked away there and will go out. So the Sandpoint Eagle is going to inbound it just to the left of my broadcast position here. There's Marcus with the ball, and back they'll come with it. Kamanaga back to Marcus. Shot on the way there from Smith, no good. And back comes Noatech. Gracelyn Adams with the ball there. Picks that up. Get it back out to Adams. Her shot up, no good there. Rebound goes to 32. That is Darlene Walton. She's got 4 points now. Marcus with the ball there, loses her dribble. Got to give it over to Smith. Smith picks it up. Kamanaga with it now. Back out, Marcus takes the long shot. No good there. Rebound goes to Frederica Walton. And back come the Lynx. Gracelyn Adams with the ball now. She'll cross the timeline. Puts up a dribble, gives it to Frederica Walton. Gives it back. Back to Frederica, up and off the glass, and good for two.
It is good. Scored by Puerto Rico. Walton.
Marcus with the ball. Makes the pass over here to Marine. Marine drives it in and lays it in for two.
By Marine.
Darlene Walton kind of holding her stomach here. I don't know if she's starting to maybe cramp up a little bit. She's been out there working hard, no doubt about that. Offensive foul going to be called. That's going to go against
Frederica
Walton. That'll be her first, second on the team for this quarter. Now comes Marcus with the ball, going to give it to Kabanaga. Going to hand it off to Cromer. She can't make it go. Marine on the follow-up, puts it away for two.
Rebound and put back.
Lead back up to 15 here with 5:22 left to go in the third quarter. Official timeout here as Darlene Walton now holding her head. She may be called an elbow or something. I think at this point, I mean, if you got a player who's walking around, she's holding her head, you got to take her out.
Subbing in for the at least check on her. Linda Sheldon.
But that is not what's going to happen. She's still, the hurdling still putting pressure on right above her left eye is what it looks like. Graceland Adams takes that shot, no good, gets her own rebound, gets tied up. And the loose ball, Maureen fired it. Kabanaga, she really wasn't ready for it. Now Smith with it, back to Kabanaga. Now it's Marcus. Marcus going to give it to Smith, back to Marcus, over to Kabanaga. She'll take the long three, no good there. Smith tracks that down into the corner, gets it back out to Marcus. Marcus back over to Kabanaga. Now Marine, she'll turn around, take the two.
Jump shot. Scored by number 23, Misty Marine.
Marine with 6 points in the quarter so far. Lighten things up coming out here. Oh, a nice shot there from Frederica
Walton.
She grabs two more. 10 total for her on the day. 4 here in the third quarter. Kabanaga assessing the situation. Gives it over to Marcus. Back to Kabanaga, to Smith, to Cromer. Back out to Smith. She'll take the three. Shot no good. Marine, though, coming through and getting that rebound and fighting hard for it. Good for her. Kabanaga with a bounce pass to Smith. Back to Kabanaga. And a blocking foul going to be called there against Frederica Walton. That'll be her second foul. And we're going to take a media timeout here. You're watching live coverage of the 2026 ASAA First National Bank Alaska State Basketball Championships. Back after the 60. Seems to be bucking that trend right now as they are the number 5 seed, beating the number 12 seed. Noah Tech Lynx up by 15 right now. Ball stays in the possession of the Lynx right now. We got a player tying her shoe, getting things squared away. That's Keisha Walton. Making sure the footwear is good to go. Frederica Walton slapping that ball, telling her players to get in the motion, and gives it over to Darlene Walton, who's back out on the court. I guess she never really left, but gets it into Frederica, and slaps it out there to Keisha Walton, who almost had it taken away. Darlene with it. Graceland Adams takes the three. Shot no good there. Rebound going to Marine, and they're off to the races. Marcus with it. Got Cromer and Marine with her. Gives it to Cromer. Shot up and good for two.
With the bucket.
Cromer now has 11 points in this one as the lead has gone up to 17. Federica Walton with the turnaround shot, a little weak and didn't quite make it there. Oh man, Marine trying to save that ball to Cromer, but it goes to the links instead. But another takeaway. Now a foul, that's going to go against Federica Walton. That'll be three on her.
Foul number 33, Federica Walton, her third, team's fourth.
Fourth team foul now on Noah Tech. Oof. I don't know if somebody opened the door if that air conditioner kicked back on, but all of a sudden it is chilly here on the sidelines of this game. Marcus with it. Going to get that over to Smith. She'll take a three. No good there. All right, here comes Graceland Adams with it. Noah Tech's coach starting to get a little antsy, looking for some fouls to be called against Sand Point. And there she got one. Looks like that's going to go against Smith.
First, second. Team's first.
Maybe not. That was on Katamaga. In any event, the Lynx with the basketball and another foul going to be called. That one's definitely going to go against Smith.
Foul on 20, Whitney Smith, her first, team second.
That's her first one. Second team foul now for Sand Point with a buck 18 left to go in the third quarter. And up by 17. Lynx trying to get this thing in. Ooh, off the hands of Graceland Adams, but she got it back. Adams sets up for a three, now gets it to Walton. Walton off the glass and good for two.
Bucket is good by Federica Walton.
Federica Walton, good move right there. Adamaga picks up her dribble and sends it back. Knocked out of bounds by Adams, so the ball will retain with Sand Point. Both these teams will play tomorrow. Let me see here. Let me double-check the time. 6:15 p.m. You'll be able to tune in and watch these teams. One in the winner's bracket, one in the consolation bracket. Long two on the way off the rim there. No good. Adams comes away with it. 30 seconds on the clock, and here come the Lynx. Adams gets on a little bit of a roll here. She'll stop, kick it back outside. Three-pointer on the way. No good there. Ball gets tipped around and ultimately controlled by Sheldon. Adams puts up her shot. No good. Darlene Walton puts it away for two.
Bucket by Darlene Walton.
Clock down to 5 seconds. Marcus aware of that. Smith with it. And they can't get a shot off. That's way one in the third quarter. It's 37 to 24. Stick around. Another great 8 minutes of action coming up after this 60-second break on the NFHS.
All right. Score stays static so far with our Lady Eagles still in the lead. Say thank you to a few sponsors really quickly. Thank you for listening here on KSTP.
You chance back and forth to each other. All in good fun, of course. Teams having a great time down here. Fans having a great time. Always fun during March Madness in Alaska, and thanks to all of our sponsors for making it possible, like Alaska Commercial Company. You know, they've been serving rural Alaska since 1867. Alaska Commercial extends their commitment to youth of all of our villages to help them reach their own personal goals and that of their teams. Thanks, Alaska Commercial Company. That one knocked away by Sandpoint. It'll be the Lynx basketball right here just to the right of our broadcast position in this fourth quarter. Pass goes into Adams. And they get it to Walton. She goes up. Her shot no good. That was Keisha Walton who took that shot, by the way. Marcus with the ball. Down court pass to Maureen. Over to Smith. She lines up for a three. No good. Little battle for it. That one run by Sheldon. And here comes Adams once again. Walton with it there. That's Keisha Walton. Frederica Walton back in her way in and forcing it off the glass for two. Lead down to 11. And now back up to 13 after the quick bucket by Coroma. 17's been the biggest lead of the game for Sandpoint. Adams for three, no good there. Smith giving it up to Marcus. Marcus all by herself, slows it down, up off the glass and good for two. Unbelievable, that was Charlotte Marcus's first 2 points of the game. She's been out there working hard, controlling the ball a lot for her team, and finally gets the payoff. Takeaway there by Kabanaga. She'll stop, put it up off the glass, shot no good. Now this time she'll give it over to Chrome and say, hey, you just take that basket. Here comes Adams with it for the Lynx. Frederica Walton, she's going to take a three. Why not? That's going to get tipped around. Maureen with it now. Maureen going to bring it up. Cromer calling for it. Now they give it to her. Her shot blocked by Frederica Walton and a foul called. That'll be four on Walton. And that's going to send Cromer to the line to shoot a couple. 5:44 left to go. Oh, man, the Lynx can't lose him. Frederica Walton. Cromer hits her first of two. Frederica going to go 13, get Taylor subbed Adams out here. Maybe? No. Yes. Maybe. How many players we got out here? One, two, three, four, five. Okay. Nope, they're going to leave Frederica in the game right now. So she'll have to play a little bit more tentative, that's for sure. Palmer misses her second. Darlene Walton getting harassed by Smith as she is trying to work that around. That one poked away by Maureen. And the Lynx will retain possession. Keisha Walton going to inbound this ball. Substitute going to be made as Adams comes back into the game. Based and Darlene Walton going to have a break. Excitement there, but the Lynx able to hang on to it. Little scoop layup there by Adams goes in. 6 points now for Adams on the afternoon. 5:04 left to go in the game. Three-pointer on the way. No good there. Rebound goes over to the Lynx. They give it to Adams, and she'll bring it up. Graceland Adams.
A foul going to be called. Excuse me.
Foul number three, Precious Kaminaga. Her third, team's first.
Kaminaga picking up that foul. Pretty sure. 4:42 left to go in this one. Frederica Walton trying to create a little space there. Shot up, no good. Rebound goes to Marine, firing it down court to Marcus. Marcus going in again. Another easy layup for her.
Marcus with the fast break.
4 points now for Marcus. Referee's having a little discussion. Be sure they're getting this call correct. So the Lynx going to be able to inbound it here. Frederica Walton thought about that three for a second there. Then tries to go baseline on Cromer. She's going to have nothing to do with that. Marcus comes away with the ball again. It's a 4-on-2, and Marcus loses control of it. Has a little chuckle. Knows that one's all on her. And here come the Lynx. Getting in there. Taylor Adams out there with four fouls. Three on the way from Marcus and drains it. Charlotte Marcus now all of a sudden has 7 points in this one. Clock winding down, 3:20 left to go here in the fourth quarter. Frederica Walton with it, has it poked away, and we're off to the races again. This time it's Cromer, and she'll take it in for an easy layup for two. 18 points now for Cromer. Activities and those students showing determination and commitment to their teams. Also, ASAA would like to thank today's medical crew from Orthopedic Physicians Alaska. OPA's presence at these championships ensures that all the athletes who need medical attention will receive prompt and professional care. So thank you, OPA. As I've mentioned before, I've seen them in action a couple of times today, and they've been doing a great job wrapping up ankles and checking students out who maybe got bonked in the head or something, but everybody's been okay. And it's good to have OPA here. Did you know the Alaska Air National Guard is proud to support youth around our state while safeguarding our homeland and serving our community right here in Alaska? You can visit their booth if you come on down here to the Alaska Airlines Center, or I encourage you to just check them out online at Alaska Air National Guard. Alaska Air National Guard. Marcus finds another key for her, getting her total now up to 9. 53-28 is your score as we start to get into the final 2 minutes of this game. Again, almost stolen away there. Jump ball going to be called possession arrow in favor of Sandpoint.
Rodrigo Walton back into the game.
So Frederica Walton back into the game now. She's playing with four fouls. Taylor Adams out there. She's playing with four fouls. Sandpoint moves it around, finds the open Smith. She cannot connect on the three. Smith hasn't scored in the game yet. But she's not been shy about shooting. Adams with the ball going into Frederica Walton. She'll go up off the glass and drop down another two. 16 points now for Frederica Walton. Clock down to 1:20 left to go in the game. Kabanaga with another three. 16 points now for her. She's hit 5 3-pointers in this game.
Hey,
Frederica Walton, her shot no good there as we're now under a minute. Here comes Marcus with the ball, pushing it up to Smith, getting it to Marine for two.
Marine with the layup.
Darlene Walton with the ball. She picks up her dribble, looking for some help. Can't find any. Frederica Walton gets it. And that's the way, looks like there's, anyway, we're going to run out the clock, and then Marine on the steal there. Give herself two more for a total of 17 points on the game. 10 seconds left to go, and I think that's the way we're going to wrap things up here. Although Adams going to go in and can't get the consolation bucket there. And that's the way the score is going to end. 60-30 is our final here. We'll do some quick math. 2, 4, 6, 8, 10, 2, 4, 6, 8, 16 total. We'll go through the scoring and wait to see who the player of the games are for this one. First of all, over on the Noatech Lynx side of things, leading the way was Frederica Walton. She ended up with 16. Then Gracelyn Adams had 6. Darlene Walton had 6. Keisha Walton had 2. And you add all that together, that should give you 30 points right there. Over on the Sandpoint side of things, 4 folks got into the scoring side of things over here. Leading the way, it was Cromer. She ended up with 18. Then I have Marine down with 17. Followed by, let's see, Cabanago with 16. And then Charlotte Marcus with 9. So here's our players of the game over for Sandpoint. Frederica Walton earning the player of the game for Sandpoint. Now we'll wait to see who it is for Sandpoint.
It's number 11, Mia Cromer.
So Leah Cromer for Sandpoint, Frederica Walton for Noatech.
Congratulations to both players of the game for their outstanding performance.
All right, great job from the Sandpoint Lady Eagles, winning by 30 points. The boys, King Cove, they won by about 40 points in this morning. So great effort from both of our teams so far in the first round. We'll have more basketball for you tomorrow. So make sure you stay tuned for more great basketball here on KSDP.